Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I've won some awards for my writing. So I was trained to write. I was trained to fight. I won awards both. Bottom line is I know a little bit about boxing. Guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. So if you want to jump in here, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, that's the Sports Byline listening line. If you want to text me here in the studio, the number, studio text line here for Ring Talk Live Worldwide is 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are Raleigh Romero's fighting tonight. I don't know what to say about that, except Raleigh Romero's sort of like a colorful character in boxing. He sort of doesn't fight all that well. He's like, he lost that one fight to Gervonta Davis, but he talks a good game, so anytime he's on the TV, I guess it's much watched TV to an extent. Of course, we are a week away from the lightweight championship of the world, the undisputed lightweight championship. San Francisco's very own Devin Haney, undefeated, of course, 5'9", 135 pounds. How does he make the weight? Bottom line is, we'll see if he makes the weight next week with ease. Of course, taking on Vasyl Lomachenko, the two-time world amateur champion. Woody went like 399 and won as an amateur, but this is the pro ranks. He's now 16-2 or 16-3. Bottom line is, Lomachenko is an underdog against Devin Haney, a slight underdog. We'll see what happens with that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel, take it away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When you say those things with the violence behind them, I mean, that sense of intimidation, do you do that by design? I mean, clearly, there's no question, Mike, you guys come into the ring and they are scared to death.
You only scare people from hitting them. You don't scare them from just looking at them and mocking them down and tracking them. I mean, you have to hit them. That's when they come intimidated. They're not intimidated. Once they get hit, then they become intimidated.
I think he's right. I think that, you know, everybody's a tough guy until they get hit. I watched a lot of guys fold like cheap pup tents. Once you hit them in the face of the body hard, you know, they haven't been hit before, like the new stuff. New game to me. This boxing thing. Let me try it out. Yeah, right. Well, bottom line is, go home. You weren't made to box. That's bottom line. There's a lot of guys I still see it in the local gyms. I won't bring any of them up. King's Gym, it don't happen over there in Oakland, California. But some of the other gyms, you see a lot of these guys that are just stone cold. Some guys should never box. Some guys should never put a pair of boxing gloves on. They're just either uncoordinated or they're like, I don't want to call them geeks. I don't know what the word is to use, but they're like physically incapable of boxing. So they shouldn't be boxing. And mentally, to even think about boxing when you're physically incapable of it is nuts. Anyway, bottom line is, that's how a guy got killed out there in that 3rd Street gym. Of course, some stockbroker thought he could fight, went out there, had a 3-round fight, and got killed in the second round. So bottom line is, I'm against squares. And this, what do they call it? White-collar boxing? Nah. Leave boxing to the boxers. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are a week off of Canelo Alvarez winning a 12-round decision over John Ryder. Of course, John Ryder came in a 20-1 underdog. Was supposed to, according to John Signorella down there in Las Vegas, who was supposed to last less than 6 rounds or something like that. But the bottom line is, Johnny Sig was wrong this time, but he ain't wrong too often. But Canelo Alvarez won a 12-round decision. John Ryder won the hearts and souls of the English people because he took an ass whooping and Socrates Palmer, how can I explain that? He just took a beat. If I was him, I would have just left. But see, here's what's up. He will be a hero in England for going the distance.
Absolutely. And John Ryder showed a lot of guts, a lot of heart, a little bit more skill than what people thought he had.
Yep.
And like you said, he took a whooping. I mean, he was toe to toe, and he was throwing punches, even despite bleeding out of every orifice he had. I mean, he had his nose busted early. He could have folded up like a cheap tent, like we saw a couple of weeks ago. When he got dropped in the 5th round with that right hand. But to his credit, he was toe-to-toe, man. He was toe-to-toe, gave as much effort as he could. Canelo Alvarez is very fortunate that John Ryder is not a puncher. because maybe we would be having a different conversation today. But really gallant effort by a good guy and John Ryder.
Okay. He lost to Bivol last year. Of course, that was a May fight. Then it's in September. He took on Triple G, and Triple G didn't try to win that fight. Triple G wanted to go back to 160 and make money, more power to him there. So he looked beatable, and obviously was beatable in the Bivol fight, but he looked beatable in the Triple G fight, but Triple G never threw a punch with bad intentions. And now we have him fighting John Ryder, and he goes 12 rounds with that. Is it time? I mean, I've been saying he's, like, going downhill for a while, but is it time to finally say he no longer belongs in the top five of pound for pound, maybe top 10?
With a performance like that, you definitely would have a hard time keeping him in that top five. I mean, he's in the top two money making, you know, in that aspect. But as far as being the elite of his profession, there is a lot has been lost. You know, I'll tell you that.
Okay, let's talk about Joe Goosen for a second. Joe Goosen said that Ryan Garcia never missed a day of training, and that he was in 100% perfect condition. We went in the ring, this and that, and yet all the gym rats and everybody else is saying differently. So, I mean, I don't know if I told you this before, but the person I was most disappointed with in this entire event, besides Ryan Garcia, was Joe Goosen. And the fact that if Ryan Garcia went into this fight with a hurt rib or a hurt cartilage or something like that, that you know, I mean, he didn't have to snitch him off himself. What he could have done was he could have had somebody call the athletic commission, like with an anonymous tip, like, hey, Ryan Garcia's bad rib. You better check him, slap him on the rib a couple times, blah, blah, something like that. You know, they could have put the fight off for like a month or month and a half, put it in the summertime, put it outdoors in that stadium, the Raiders stadium. They could have drawn 40,000 people, more people. It would have been an even bigger event. But no, Ryan went in there and stole the money.
Yeah, it was a very odd decision to take a fight fighting a killer in Tank Davis, number one. It's not like he was fighting me. And, I mean, people get blinded by the greed. You know, I mean, the money's not going anywhere, right? And, like you said, you can only build it up even more.
Oh, I mean, think about that idea, though. We postponed the fight and we put it outdoors at the Allegiant Stadium, whatever they call it down, the Raider Stadium, and, like, put it out there outside one Saturday night. It would sell out the stadium. I mean, that would make Vegas come alive again. It would be like a Super Bowl.
It would, yeah, right. It could have only been a bigger draw. And with that, some people that were not aware that Ryan was already hurt, it still packed the house. It was celebrity after celebrity in each row.
Well, I feel sorry for those idiots that bet on him, present company included.
Look,
I mean, here's,
you know,
what's up. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I didn't think that Ryan Garcia was that great of a fighter, but I look at the height and the size and this and that, and I said to myself, if I had that kind of height and reach on somebody and I had a trainer like Joe Goosen and I knew the basics, I think I could keep Gervonta Davis off me enough to win the fight. That's what I thought, okay? And obviously, all the bad habits that he that are incorporated into his style, they're inherent, he can't break them. I mean, because once the spit hits the fan, spit on this show means spit with an H, but once the spit hits the fan, he reverts back to, like, fighting like a girl. I mean, dropping his hand. I shouldn't say that. Fighting inferior. I mean, he dropped it. I mean, when he threw a jab, he brought it back at his waist. I mean, come and clock me with a right hand if you want. I mean, here's my chin. So anyway, Ryan Garcia, a total failure, both mentally and physically. And, you know, I know they're talking about bringing him back sometime in November, October, and he's going to have a new team and this and that. You know, it's pretty obvious. He went from Eddie Reynoso to Joe Goosen. Both those guys are world class, without a doubt. And if those guys can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit, it's going to be chicken spit.
Yeah, you know, when you're dealing with a fighter like Ryan Garcia, you're dealing with a celebrity, and
how come?
Well, it's the world that we live in. You know, he's made himself into a celebrity through social media, and
Does he sell naked pictures of himself or something like? Does he sell dick shots? I mean, how does he make money on social media?
I have no idea. I don't know if he does necessarily make money off of social media, unless he's got some modeling ads or whatever, or promotional stuff. I mean, most celebrities don't pay for anything, right? They send them clothes, they send them, you know, stuff to promote, you know. So, I know he's got the large following. how legitimate are those followers? That's another thing. I mean, you can have a lot of bots and people that make careers out of creating an image and an illusion of people that are having these millions and millions of followers, right? That's another thing we have to take into consideration. But the numbers say he has whatever million Twitter and Instagram followers, right? So he's a celebrity, and he has a certain sense of entitlement. Does he do porn?
No. I mean, come on, man. I mean, he's saying he can make more money in social media than he can in boxing. Is there a porn aspect to this? What's going on? I'm sort of serious now. I mean, I've heard him say it 3 or 4 times. I can make more money on social media than I can boxing.
He probably could, you know, but there's a lot of people that are like the Paul brothers, right? The Paul brothers pimped out social media and have turned into big stars, right? And they've crossed over into wrestling and boxing. So, you know, I'm assuming that's what he means. You know, he probably could be a gamer, you know, and have a podcast like this guy, KSI, and then, you know, decide to be a fighter and get paid millions of dollars. I'm not certain. I'm joking. I wouldn't know.
All right. Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz has moved into Texas. Of course, I mean, he's down there in Texas, or was, for a press conference. Nate Diaz smokes a lot of weed. He smokes more weed than me and Daniel and like 10 hippies put together, okay? He smokes enough weed to put an entire convent in a coma. All by himself. I kid you not. I'm not exaggerating. Not even slightly. So anyway, he's going into Texas and fighting down there. Going to fight Jake Paul down there. And the first thing he said when he got to the press conference was, hey, what about the weed in my system or something like that? And they go, oh, we're going to take care of that, wink, wink, or something like that, right? So I don't know if you knew it, but Julio Cesar Chavez, one time, they couldn't take a urine test from him in the state of Texas because you know why?
Por qué?
They didn't have a cup.
Why?
They couldn't find a cup.
Really?
Yeah. I called the Athletic Commission. That was the official. I called them. I called him on the phone. And I go, oh, he couldn't. Why couldn't you give him this? Oh, we didn't have a cup.
This is junior or senior?
This is Dickie. Junior.
Junior. Okay.
Junior.
Oh,
Senior did a lot of blow. I mean, Senior, he talks freely about that on his podcast, about all the cocaine he did in his life, and he's got these rehab centers and this and that, so more power to him. You know, when his kid sort of went on blow, he sort of semi-straightened the kid out. But, you know, the kid was never hungry. I don't know if I told you this. I met him at one point in time in his life, I think it was like 17 or 18. He didn't even shave yet, and he had a couple of pro fights. He wasn't even shaving. I said, do you shave? He goes, I've never shaved. Never shaved, okay? And he's a professional fighter. So that's how young he was and how green he was. And of course, his father probably knew that he wasn't going to be able to live up to what his father put forth in the ring. But the bottom line is he did win the WBC middleweight title at one point in time. And, of course, he's people consider him a bit of a joke. But I thought when he was in shape, he could fight a little.
I thought he was a decent fighter. I thought when his head was within boxing, I thought he was a credible opponent, you know, and for 11 rounds, he got schooled by Sergio Martinez, and then he landed one shot, and it changed Sergio Martinez's whole career around, right? All right. He dropped.
All right, here, real quick, we'll do the Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. story here. He's at the L.A. Forum, he's fighting somebody, the referee goes in to give him instructions, and he's nowhere to be found. And the referee goes, where is he? He was in the shower banging some chick.
Look at that.
Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., John Shirley. That was the referee. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe, and I like the company.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sports Byline Computers. I'm looking at Daniel here, scratching his head. Actually, just threw something at the wall. Bottom line is, Raleigh Romero's on TV tonight. He's taking on a guy named Ismael Barroso. Ismael is 25-3. He's been stopped twice with 22 KOs. I look at this guy. He looks like a street that's been driven on a whole lot. I mean, this guy looks like worn. How worn is Ismael Barroso here? Does he have a shot with Raleigh Romero, Sock?
Wow. You know, Showtime has always been, aside from boxing, has always been a network known for comedy, like Penn and Teller, Gallagher, was the show with John Biner, Bizarre.
Yeah.
So this is throw this one under that. This is a joke. That first of all, the WBA sanctioning this as a title fight is an absolute joke. This dude, and you know what? At least he's going to get a nice payday, and I'm sure he's going to live very well in Venezuela with this money.
We always say that, but I think a lot of time these guys get shafted. They go home with 15, 20 grand max.
Yeah, that's probably the case. You know, let's see who's in the corner. You know, he's from Venezuela. He's getting a title shot.
He's 40.
They say he's 40. Bro, I'm 45. He wishes he looked like me. You know, I mean, granted, you know, I don't make my living, you know, getting hit in the face, but still, that's the oldest 40-year-old I've ever seen. This guy, he's getting pimped out. You know, there's no doubt about it. He's there to make Rolly Romero, you know, win, you know, look good. And Rolly's got to take care of business. You know, there's no doubt. If he goes more than four rounds, it's going to be really a telltale sign of where Rolly Romero is in his career, who's 28, by the way. He's not necessarily, you know, spring chicken himself at that weight class.
Yeah, but compared to 40, he's a youngster. Dimitri Bivol is supposedly in Canelo Alvarez's future. Is that set in stone already? I mean, you're boxing his PhD. Is that done for September?
It seems that way. You know, Canelo's very pigheaded, and all eyes are on that rematch. Canelo knows that he was embarrassed. He got you got drubbed.
But here's what's up. See, here's what people don't understand. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. He moved up and fought a guy that was bigger than him, stronger than him, faster than him. I mean, the guy was a better boxer than him. So the bottom line is there were a lot of things stacked up against Canelo Alvarez going into that fight, and I don't think he wants to realize it. I don't think he realizes he is mortal.
Yeah. I mean, look, people's egos and their sense of who they are make them a better athlete. That's like that, you know, that intangible factor. But somebody has to talk sense into Canelo. You know, this is a fight that you can't win. You know, he needs Adrian in his corner right now. You know, you can't win this one. You know, this guy, aside from him being all those other factors, physically gifted, the naturally bigger man, he's skilled. You know, he's skilled and he's in his prime. You know, he's doesn't have a lot of miles in the tire. He's fresh. And this time, he probably feels he can knock out Canelo because of the way he handled him so easy. So this, I don't think this ends well for Canelo.
Oscar De La Hoya has been seen on TV a bit lately. Of course, the former champion, of course, 1992 Olympic gold medalist. Like I said, the Golden Boy. Of course, he carried boxing on his shoulders for quite a long time there. The Golden Boy era, without a doubt, was a good era for boxing. Everybody made some money, and the girls loved it and all that kind of good stuff. What about, somebody sent me a thing saying he has fake abs or something like that. What's up with that?
Look, he's got a six pack now, you know, and he's 50 years old. He didn't have
I got a six pack in my 60s, but the bottom line is I'm looking at him right now and he's fat.
It looks like it's Hollywood muscle. Look, plastic surgery, you know, men are getting it. Just
plastic surgery for abs?
Yeah, there's a procedure.
I mean, I can see the penis enlargement thing. I can go with that, but, you know, abs?
Abs. This guy's getting calf for their calves, silicone in their calves for people that have chicken legs. I mean, there's men getting it, and especially someone like Oscar that has the means to get it done, right? I mean, what you know, material-wise can't Oscar get done, right? Yeah.
I went to the marijuana pop-up yesterday, and, of course, my buddy James Simon is one of the guards there, and he said the night before he was working some gig in Oakland. I can't remember the crazy, whatever the name of the act was. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, he said there were all kinds of men with breast implants there. I said, what? He goes, yeah, that's the new thing now with the gay guys is getting breast implants. Yeah, you're starting to creep me out a little bit.
Yeah, look, no one wants to get old, right? And
yeah, you know, but breast implants, come on, man. You're a dude.
You know, people always want the easy way out, right? You know, and
okay, let's shift gears. All right, let's shift gears. Let's talk about who the best fighter in the world is pound for pound right now. A lot of people think it's the kid from Japan, Nanoa Inoue, the monster. Is he?
You know what? He's definitely in the conversation. I would really have to sit down and look at guys' records and where they are at this point in their career. Like, if they fought X, Y, and Z, would they win? I would say Inoue because he's in his prime. But, you know, I still lean towards Terrence Crawford.
He's 30. So, Crawford, he's 30 years old, and Crawford's 35.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I would have to say because of his age, I'd say Inoue. But he's got a hell of a fight coming up against Fulton. That's not going to be an easy task.
Okay, now the Charlo brothers are making noise this week saying they want Canelo. After watching Canelo last week, I think I'd be calling him out too.
Oh yeah, of course. Everyone always chases the cash cow. And
they weren't chasing it 2 years ago.
Supposedly they were, and you know. Canelo doesn't fight black fighters, and he moved up a weight.
Did you really just say that? I say that, and I get in trouble.
Listen, I mean, it is what it is, right? But, I mean, I think that's a little bit, you know, not necessarily fair, because, I mean, you know, Austin Trout is black, Danny Jacobs is black, Kirkland is black, Irizalani Lara fights blackish, right? Because that's what they mean, right? That the guy's slick and fast, that can move. Jermall Charlo hasn't fought anybody in over a year, and he still has a title. So there's fights that he can make without Canelo, you know. But does he really want to? No, I think they just want the lotto ticket. You know, and of course, the way Canelo looked, it's easy to call him out. Right? He's fair game.
According to my schedule, I'm looking at May 27. Mauricio Lara is going to appear again. Didn't he just fight like a month and a half or 2 months ago?
Yeah, is he doing a rematch with
With Lee Wood? Just May
27. Is it a rematch?
Does Lee Wood really want to do that dance again?
Sheesh. If I was Lara, I'd do it, right?
No, Lara, yeah, but Wood? You know, I don't know, man.
Stopped him in his home, right? I'm assuming the fight's going to still be over there.
Of course. Lara's willing to go across the pond and make money. He's willing to fight in your backyard.
Oh, yeah. He knocked out Wood. He knocked out, what's the other guy?
Josh Taylor and Teofimo Lopez, the 10th of June. Is that going to be at the Garden?
That is going to be in the Garden, in the small house, in the Hulu Theater. Big fight. Crossroads for both guys. You know, they both look like chicken spit their last times out. Josh Taylor, stylistically, is kind of tailor-made for Teofimo because he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to be in the space. But does his punching power translate to 140? You know, and Teofimo's not necessarily a huge physical guy. It's going to be a tall task, you know, and Josh Taylor has a lot to prove. You know, he got slapped around pretty good by Catterall. And Teofimo Lopez still has that unquestionable power, but will it be the same at 140? It's a good fight.
Straight up. Socrates Palmer, have a great week. Kiss the family.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I may touch on a little MMA lately. Of course, my buddy Dana White's in the news again.
I know a place where people rang true. The sort of place they really care about you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Finish things in
here. Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
Bad day at the office. You know, I didn't think I was going to lose, but I didn't know how I thought I could have won. I wasn't training properly. I was beating everybody even though I wasn't training. But to be honest, I actually knocked Buster Douglas out in the eighth round. It was a 13-second count. You see for yourself. Check it out. Oh, one, two, three. Did he got a white glove? Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Lucky number.
Mike Tyson doing his stand-up comedy act. Remember that a couple years ago he was all over the place. Didn't come to the city by the bay, though. I wonder why. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Straight up, Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, of course, both undefeated and now at 147 pounds. Crawford having moved up from 135 to 140 to 147. Bottom line is, Errol Spence has been a welterweight for a long time. He's a guy that struggles to make weight. And he is a long, lean welterweight. Of course, they're supposed to hook it up sometime in June. If they're going to hook it up in June, and this is May, I don't believe it. So I guess that June date is off. So we're probably looking at it sometime in the summertime in Las Vegas. They should do it not at the T-Mobile Arena, but outdoors at that Raider Stadium. I'm telling you, do it at night. Outdoors at a Raider Stadium, you pack like 45 or 50,000 people in that place. You'll make it an event. You make it an event. That's what boxing needs in Vegas. Boxing needs big events. Of course, big events, the Ryan Garcia fight, had he been mentally together and physically together, him and Gervonta Davis could have took it outdoors and sold 50,000 seats easily, without a doubt. I mean, the seats were sold out like in less than 2 hours. In less than 2 hours, all these seats for that T-Mobile Arena were gone. So if they were gone in 2 hours, you know, they could have sold another 25 or 30,000 seats and put it outdoors, made it really a big event. Could have made it a mega event. Of course, Ryan would have went out on a shield again, probably, but the bottom line is, at least he would have been at least going into the fight somewhat together. I mean, you can't go into a fight like with a hurt rib. I never got hurt ribs, except for that time I told you, like 5 years ago, I was coughing and I cracked the rib. I couldn't believe it. I guess I was smoking too much weed. I don't know. Anyway, I was coughing and I cracked the rib. And I had no idea what was wrong. I had this big pain on my side. I went to the doctor. I was crying. I thought I collapsed a lung. Right? I cracked the rib coughing. So anyway, I couldn't imagine doing anything. I had problems breathing with that cracked rib. I mean, that was a problem. You sort of start to breathe a little easier than you would normally breathe because you don't want to, you know, messing with your rib there. So anyway, going into a boxing match and having a rib injury is like going into a, it's like going in there with one hand or less. And the bottom line is he knew it. He went in there and he took a dive. I mean, essentially it was a dive. Any way you want to look at this, Ryan Garcia quit. I mean, Barry Hearn said you can't say he didn't quit. He quit like a dog. And, of course, he's going to get another shot at this. They're talking about bringing him back maybe in November around the Canelo fights. Of course, Canelo's going to fight Bivol supposedly in November. We'll see if that goes down. But if Canelo was smart, he would stay at 168 and campaign there. I mean, cause maybe go down to 160 if you lose another 8 pounds. Because he's not getting any younger. And when you get older, it's harder to beat guys. It just is. Your reflexes aren't there. And, of course, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And I'm telling you, man, Canelo's small for 175. He's small for 168, actually. Anyway, back to Rolly Romero tonight. He's a 12-1 favorite over that hobo from Venezuela. I hope the guy gets a lot of money and goes back. Anyway, next week, Devin Haney, of course, undefeated, taking on the twice-beaten former champion Vasyl Lomachenko for the undisputed lightweight title. On the same title, a guy named Junto Nakatani is to take on Andrew Maloney for the WBO junior bantamweight title. Of course, the undisputed lightweight title, all the belts on the line. Devin Haney undefeated, coming to us out of San Francisco, California, a guy that turned pro in Mexico. At the age of like 15 or 16, he went down there, and that's how he learned his craft, fighting Mexicans down there. More power to him. I think he's done well. He's undefeated. Of course, his father and him have put together a pretty good team. Don't always agree with their decisions, but, you know, they went down there to Australia. They beat Kambosos twice, not once but twice. Of course, that Kambosos was that tough of a guy, but you would have thought that George would have brought a fight after beating Teofimo Lopez. Of course, Teofimo beat the aforementioned Vasyl Lomachenko. Of course, he's going to be taking on Devin Haney next week. Lomachenko, a slight underdog here, probably a 2-1 underdog. Haney, he's undefeated. He's tall. He's lean. He's a guy that struggles like hell to make 135, but he's got it down to a science, so he can make 135 and still fight one or two more times. Of course, he said he would like to take on Shakur Stevenson at 135. Shakur coming off a big win a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, Gervonta Davis coming off the suspected win over Ryan Garcia. And of course, so we've got all kinds of things happening in lightweight. We just do. Lightweight is going on. Of course, Devin Haney says that he's going to take care of Vasyl Lomachenko. Lomachenko, a live underdog, without a doubt, in the minds of many, he's the guy that's going to beat Devin Haney. If all the guys can beat Haney, it would be Lomachenko because of his volume punching and the fact that he's so boxing. He boxes correctly. He just does everything correctly. And he does things to the point where you don't – I mean, remember the days where he used to get guys to quit? Lomachenko, they would just quit because they were too frustrated. You're getting pounded on, you can't do nothing back. They would just quit in the corner. So the bottom line is Vasyl Lomachenko and Devin Haney 1 week from tonight. That'll be on pay-per-view. Do I want you to buy it? No. Go over to somebody's house and watch it for free. The Tijuana is king. Eric Morales, Yori Boy Campos. I spent some time down there in Tijuana doing TV for those guys. Of course, the former world champions. Now, Jaime Munguia is the king of Tijuana. But the truth is, he ain't going no further than being the king of TJ. That's it. He's 41 in zip, 32 KOs. He's getting long in the tooth. He's fought nobody of note. He's going to take on a guy from the Ukraine, Sergey, the technician, Duravchenko, something like that. Anyway, 14-4, 10 KOs. He moves up to super middleweight to take on Devchenko on this fight, of course, September. I take that back, Saturday, June 10th at the Toyota Arena in Ontario, California. Nice arena if you want to go to a concert. But the bottom line is, Jaime Munguia, I just don't where is the draw here? I mean, maybe a year and a half ago when he was a hot Mexican and people were saying, you know, Munguia. Now they aren't saying Jaime Munguia. Nobody talks about Jaime Munguia. Jaime Munguia might work himself into a title fight somehow, a mandatory title fight, but only because of the fact he's already rated. But he's not doing anything that's worth, in my mind, that's worthy. This guy by the name of KSI is fighting tonight. Who the hell is that? I have no idea. That one of these YouTube type of guys. Anyway, he's taking on Joe Fournier. That's going to be in London. Both guys weighed about 180 pounds. I don't know anybody else on the card. A bunch of names like Lil Belzy and Lil Kamichi and DK Money versus V Ruse. So I don't know. This is like, it's going to be on DAZN. So DAZN, is that what you're doing with my money? You taking my subscription money and buying this crap? I mean, come on, man. Anthony Taylor and Salty Poppy. Salty Poppy. Yeah, that's a guy I want to watch fight. Salty Poppy. Paige E. I'm not kidding you. Now, you guys think I'm joking. Remember, he's making things up. Paige E. Cakey versus Tennessee A. Thresh. I mean, I hope to God their mothers didn't give them these names at birth. I don't think so. Bunch of rappers. Anyway, venue is going to be the OVO Arena, London. Misfits Box. Hey, got an appropriate promoter? Misfits Boxing. Definitely appropriate. Of course, be on DAZN tonight if you want to watch that. Of course, next week, we have said the lightweight championship, and of course, Raleigh Romero tonight. But the big fight coming up, and it ain't happening yet. It just ain't happening. I'm talking about Tyson Fury defending against Oleg Usyk. Tyson Fury has danced away from this fight. I don't know why, how many times. Maybe it's because Kenny Rainford, of course, Sir Kenneth Rainford, the guy that I keep getting King Charles of England to anoint as a knight, he keeps telling me that Tyson Fury gets his ass kicked in the ring by guys like Daniel. Small guys beat him up. So he doesn't want to fight small guys. He'd rather fight big, slow guys. I don't know, man. If I fought a guy like Oleg Usyk, I don't think I'd have any. If I was Tyson Fury size, I wouldn't have any problem walking him down. I don't think I would have any problem walking him down. I just couldn't imagine that. I mean, I may get in there and things may be different, but I just couldn't imagine. I mean, yes, Oleg Usyk has beautiful form. Without a doubt, out of a southpaw stance, he can throw combinations. He can even fight orthodox. I mean, he goes both ways, not sexually, boxing-wise. Anyway, but he goes both ways, and you know he's got an incredible amount of talent. Beat Anthony Joshua not once but twice. Not that Joshua is the barometer on greatness. Beating him makes you great, but I think that Usyk, of course, winning that cruiserweight tournament, moving up to 220 pounds, he's an undersized heavyweight. Tyson Fury's an oversized heavyweight. Tyson Fury comes in about 265, 270, walks into the ring somewhere around 280. He's a slob to an extent. Of course, not a guy that really takes care of himself like he used to. And at one point in time, he was in good shape. And then, of course, then the cocaine came. Then he got in good shape again. And then he sort of like lagged off. I don't know if he's doing coke or whatever. But the bottom line is Tyson Fury's gotten out of this fight with Oleg Usyk. He's found every single way to get out of it. He told Oleg Usyk, okay, first of all, let me have sex with your girlfriend. And you can have the fight. So Usyk thinks about it. He goes, oh, okay. You can have sex with my girlfriend. You can. So he gives him that. So Tyson Fury says, no. Now I want 70-30. I want a 70-30 split. So Oleg Usyk goes, okay, I'll give you a 70-30 split. I mean, anything that Tyson Fury throws up there, Usyk's willing to do, but Tyson Fury does not want to make the fight. He just doesn't want to make the fight. So in my mind, got to sort of like drop the heavyweight champion of the world, the linear heavyweight champion of the world, sort of got to drop him down a notch. I mean, who are the best heavyweights in the world right now? Of course, I think that Deontay Wilder can still punch. I think that, of course, that big punch of his, man, what can you say about it? Of course, it's like must-watch TV. He knocks people out with one punch, but then he gets hit, and he got beat by a bigger guy. The only person that's ever beat Deontay Wilder has been Tyson Fury. Deontay Wilder stands about 6'5", 6'6". Tyson Fury stands at 6'8" or 6'9". Listen, that black guy had to be freaking out. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder. When you look across the ring and there's a guy bigger than you, especially in this, whether he was black, white, or green, if you were 6'6" and you've been 6'6" your entire life and kicking everybody's ass, imagine walking into a guy that's 3 inches bigger than you. You're 6'6". That's almost impossible. Well, in Tyson Fury, you have that. Of course, the current linear world heavyweight champion has said, about time to drop him down a notch. And the reason why I say that is inactivity. I mean, look at the guys he's fought. He's fought a whole lot of stiffs. He's fought Derek Chisora a whole bunch of times. I'm just not a big fan right now of Tyson Fury, and I don't know what he could do outside of fighting Oleg Usyk to make me a fan again. I mean, come on, man. He was a guy that had the world by the cojones at one point in time. He just let it go. Just didn't matter to him, of course. Maybe he has some... Well, I don't think he's doing coke again, but of course he's got the emotional issues. Always will have that without a doubt. Now, as far as the 154-pounder is concerned, still Charlo's the best at 154, Jermell Charlo. The 160-pound Charlo is Jermall Charlo. Of course, he's undefeated. Jermell has lost one fight to Tony Harris in the Avenged at loss. Of course, the undisputed 154-pound champion is Jermell Charlo. But Jermall Charlo is making all kinds of noise about wanting to fight Canelo Alvarez. And that's because Canelo looked so bad last week. He really looked bad. Of course, Jermell is 35-1. Good-looking fighter. Without a doubt, the only Charlo I think that deserves to be in the top 10 pound for pound in boxing. Wow, let me take a little drink of this water here. Regis Progress, a super lightweight, of course, the 140-pounder. Fighting out of Texas. Kid's got ability. I mean, but he lost to Josh Taylor. How do you lose to Josh Taylor? I don't know if that was like he went over there and just choked. I mean, some guys go over to Scotland and just choke. They go across the pond and they just choke. I don't get it. He lost a majority decision, but he went over and I thought he choked. Thought that Josh Taylor was beatable. Josh Taylor, of course, has been beaten by Jack Catterall, and they're not going to do that rematch. Not a big fan of Josh Taylor right now. Of course, I hope he gets booed by the English fans that show up, the astute English fans, especially if some of those folks from Scotland show up there at the Mini Garden, of course, the Hulu Arena, when they do this for June 10th, Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor. I'm not a big fan of that. Now, the scoring for the Alvarez fight last week, John Ryder managed to, 121-07 means that he didn't win any rounds, and one round was a 10-8 round. So that means it was a total shutout. One judge had it 118-109, the other judge had it 118-109. So they thought that Ryder won two rounds, but that the one round was a 10-8 round, so therefore the 118-109 score. Bottom line is he gave it his all, but he just wasn't up in that league. I mean, he just wasn't, but he gave it his all without a doubt. Terrence Crawford, best fighter pound for pound. Somebody shot me a text here. I don't know. I like Shakur Stevenson. I like Devin Haney to an extent. I think Devin Haney needs to step up and start throwing for real, though. Devin Haney's got to throw some punches with mean intentions, bad intentions on him. He throws a lot. He boxes well, but he's got to learn how to – he's got to sit down on that left foot and let it go, man. Just let it go. But sometimes if you do that, you commit yourself, and people don't want to commit themselves. The bottom line is fighters try to do what gets them to the dance the most, right? Right now, without a doubt, he has done well. I'm talking about Devin Haney. Let's go to a break, Daniel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. This time is there. Saw me a girl today who walked with such a gentle sway.
Do
you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Soul Side of Town, Tower of Power. I was supposed to see John Fogerty last night, some rock legend with Creedence Clearwater Revival, like back in the 70s or something like that. I was too lazy to get out of bed, so I sold the tickets online. Which is sort of cool. You like sell your tickets from your bed. I kid you not. I used to have to go out and scalp them. I'd sit there and I scalp tickets for like decades. But the bottom line is, you don't have to scalp them anymore. You just put them up online and sell them. Speaking of scalping, I like to scalp this guy. I'm talking about Dana White. Of course, last week the World Bantamweight Championship was online as far as UFC was concerned, or the UFC Bantamweight Championship. Aleman Sterling won a split decision over the former flyweight champion, 125 pounds, Henry Cejudo. Cejudo, of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, a guy that's got a lot of class. I thought he walked away from the UFC at the right time, at that point in time, because Dana wouldn't give him the money he wants. But, of course, he got desperate for cash. He had to come back, so he lost his split decision. We'll see what happens as far as a rematch is concerned. But as far as any other names on the card, Other names in the world of MMA just don't happen in the world of UFC. The UFC is really hurting right now. Of course, their world heavyweight champion is John Jones. The real world heavyweight champion is Francis Ngannou. Francis Ngannou vacated the title in January. Of course, John Jones beat up Ciryl Gane, the kid from Brazil. But that was a bit of a tank job. If ever I've seen a guy go in the tank in a fight, I thought that was a Ciryl Gane fight. I thought he went in the tank against John Jones. I really did. He just said, okay, submit me right away. I won't get hurt. I mean, that's just the way it was. I mean, I never seen a guy. I thought he basically was typical. It was almost like a laydown. That's the way I saw it. Anyway, bottom line is John Jones, the USA heavyweight title holder. Of course, they would like to hook it up with Francis Ngannou in a big-time fight, but Ngannou's a free agent. Stay a free agent. He says he signed with the Professional Fight League or something like that. If you sign with another organization, go for it, man. Make some money somewhere else. You don't have to go back and do Dana's thing. If you want to box, more power to you. Now, that sort of wraps up the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We're a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I haven't had my coffee today, so you can tell that I was off my game. But I promise you I'll be back on drugs tomorrow, without a doubt. So until tomorrow, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, airs Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on these same channels. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel, have a nice weekend.